We're now joined by Eric Snodgrass from Agrible to take a look at the weather forecast. It's been a unique couple of weeks. The spread, the temperatures, Eric, has just been amazing.
Right. You remember, go back a week ago, we were setting record low temperatures. Then we saw about an 80-degree swing in temperatures, basically from last Thursday to Monday. And then now we're back down into the single digits to start off the morning. And I think we're going to be warming up. I mean, it's going to go back up. But this roller coaster ride of temperatures we're on is something we just better get used to throughout the month of February. And that's because we really established a pretty deep trough over the western United States that's going to keep becoming reestablished in that area. And why that's important is that that is going to send most of our low-pressure systems on this Colorado low track, which means they start in Colorado and they head up towards Chicago, which means much of us in the state of Illinois, as each one of these goes by, is going to be split. Southern half of the state is going to get rain, northern half of the state is going to get some snow. Like, we're going to see something like this on Sunday. We're going to see it again on Monday night into Tuesday. And there's another system coming in at the end of next week. So we're certainly getting rocked with a lot of these systems coming up. Now, I think the bigger, more important thing is this really active pattern is causing some major flooding issues. I was just in Memphis, Tennessee yesterday, and there's a lot of flooding down in Tennessee right now and in Kentucky. And we certainly have no drought to worry about, but the major concern is what is the water table going to look like to start off this next growing season? And right now, through a lot of the eastern Corn Belt especially, it is very high. Remember, 2018 was the wettest year on record for many states in the eastern Corn Belt.
Are we looking then for the coming spring, something that's wetter than last year?
Well, that's going to be the big question. We certainly see the pattern we're in right now lasting for quite some time through the month of February. And I'm going to be honest, I've looked at some of the longer range stuff as we try to figure out what's going to go on in March. And I've got a big question mark for March. Now, remember, March is one of our most volatile months for weather. Anyways, but March right now, the big question marks is the polar vortex is still disrupted. The Mann-Julian Oscillation has been dominating our flow pattern. And right now, the global models want to keep much of the month at a cool bias. And just because I'm seeing the Pacific Ocean temperatures warming, I don't think that the models necessarily have that right. But it's a tough forecast. What that means is I have low confidence. What I'm feeling better about is what I'm seeing for April. Now, remember, last April was one of our coldest. It was actually for the state of Illinois, the second coldest April on record. That was partly due to the fact we had a permanent trough sitting over British Columbia, Alberta, and that just funneled cold air from the northwest. We also had a weak La Nina. This year, we don't have either of those two things looking at April, so I think we're going to have a more normal April. If I could tell you one thing about it, though, expect this particular spring to return to normal for severe weather activity. We didn't have that last spring. So that's what I'm thinking as we progress through the next couple of months here.
Let's switch geography now and move to South America, where the soybean and corn crop have been under either drought stress or a whole lot of rainfall stress, depending on whether you were in Brazil or Argentina. However, as you look forward into the coming week, it appears that Brazil may be getting back to something more normal.
Yeah, one of the dominant controllers on the strength of the Brazilian monsoon is this thing called the Mann-Julian Oscillation. We've talked about it a few times. It's going over into phase 8, 1, and 2. Now, what that means is that those particular phases are conducive to allowing for upward motion in the atmosphere over Brazil, and that's what's going to enhance rainfall. But going into this, remember that we have built up about a 9-inch deficit in rainfall in Mato Grosso, about a 6-inch deficit in Mato Grosso do Sul and Parna. And we've already heard about the disappointing yields coming out of those areas, which are going to take this crop, which was once going to be record-setting, this would be the bean crop, down toward, maybe its second or third largest ever. Still big, but not as big as it once was. I think the other thing, too, is as the safrinha crop goes in, that second crop, it will be going in with, more normal rainfall, or at least closer to it. And meanwhile, that whole thing means that Argentina is getting drier. So that's kind of the bigger players in South America right now.
Can you recap something for me as it's related to the second crop corn or safrinha crop in Brazil? Is your expectation that it will go in under good planting conditions?
Well, I think the unknown is it's been so dry that as they plant this corn, are they planting into some pretty dry soil? If the rains do come in, that always helps, especially as that corn crop matures. And this also means that the corn crop is going in right on time because that first crop beans was planted right on time, and then the dry at the end of the season meant they didn't have any trouble getting it out, that first crop bean. So we're getting the spring crop in and with some rain, so that could point to more favorable conditions.
Hey, thanks so much, Eric.
Yeah, thank you.
Eric Snodgrass is with Agrible.